This podcast replay is brought to you by Tommy B. Butts Jr. Enterprises.com. Save money by re-roofing. Bring down your insurance premiums. Quality service guaranteed. There's no buts about it. Tommy B. Butts Jr. Enterprises.com provides roof inspections for both residential and commercial roofs.
All right, we are ready to rock and roll. Hour number two of the program, Sean Stanley by our side, as always, getting it done, mastering this program. If you all want to get in on the Welt and Realm text line, that's 855-912-1056. That's 855-912-1056. You can also reach out to us on Twitter. That's at Big O Show. Follow us there as always. That is a 24-hour talk show if you want to get in on Twitter. And, of course, email Big O Radio Show at yahoo.com is the other way that you want to also reach out to us here on the show. All right, so we got the Heat starting off with the Celtics tomorrow at 8:30 on ESPN. Defense is what I want to see in this series, and I want to see a lot more of Caleb Martin overall in this series. I just think you need as much defense as possible. It's sad that Kyle Lowry is not 100%. And listen, I'm on record. I love Jimmy Butler, man. And I'm a Kyle Lowry fan too. Okay. I'm not a big fan of their contracts. But I understand what the Heat were doing and Pat Riley, and this was their best option, and obviously it's paid off. And the young guys that they've developed have really been a blessing, because that's really added a lot of depth. If it wasn't for the young guys, I think it would put more of a burden on the older guys, and this run would not be as good. But the young guys have been a savior. There's no doubt in my mind. And in hindsight, which is 2020, you look at what the Heat have done. They did the right thing. They did the right thing in taking the chance. But we're already seeing that with Kyle Lowry, this may not be a good chance. This may not be a good gamble if he can't stay healthy. And I wonder, will this change his ways? Because, you know, he's never been a guy of conditioning. And clearly he's not into conditioning. Hell, the other day when he was in those sweatpants on the court, like, it just, he looked out of shape, even worse. Like those clothes were not like flattering for him. Let me just put it that way. Okay. You just can't look like me and be an NBA point guard. Sorry, you just can't. But anyway. So this is a concern of mine. It's been a concern of mine from day one. The Jimmy one hasn't hurt you so far, but I do worry about the mileage on that body. And he's broken down several times throughout the year, but he's a tough sumbitch, and he finds a way to stay on the court. But you look at Lowry, and it's like, I hope this offseason he conditions like he's never conditioned before. Because if you want that contract to be a decent contract down the stretch, that man's got to work out. Because the offense is, it's at its best when that guy's running it. Because Lowry sees things that most of these guys will not see. And I love what Gabe Vincent has done. But, man, that Lowry injury, that's one that is, it is concerning for me going into this matchup tomorrow night. I wish he would take his conditioning a little bit more serious. Pastor Jim in Ocala says, good morning. Oh, I heard a report last night. The latest on Treader is that he doesn't like the heat in Miami because he can't train or practice and fears his conditioning will be severely hampered. The report says he turned Miami down for that reason. We'll see. I don't know, Pastor Jim. I have no idea what is up with, you know, JC Treader. And, you know, 1 week they're talking about him possibly being the option, and then it disappeared. We'll see. I don't see anybody else signing him. And isn't it about winning? And here's where I would disagree with him on. I think you have a better shot at conditioning here than you do anywhere else. I think when you're in Arizona or you're in Texas, you know, or you're in the South and you're in more warmer climates, I think it's better for your body, loosening up and everything. I think when you're in the colder climates, I think that puts a burden more on your body because, you know, it's hard to stay loose in the cold. Whereas in the heat, it's a lot easier to stay in the cold. It's just an adjustment period, like anything. You got to get adjusted to cold. You got to get adjusted to hot. You got to get adjusted to humidity. It's all the same crap. It's all an adjustment. So listen, man, JC Treader wants to sign. Great. He doesn't want to sign. It is what it is. You move on and you do your best. And hopefully Dieter, the light goes on and he's the guy. That's all. But that's one none of us can really answer with JC Treader. You know? Anyway, 855-912-1056 if you want to get in on the Welt and Rayon text line. That, my friends, is like a 24-hour talk show, just like Twitter at Big O Show. Kind of same thing there. You get a little 24-hour talk show type thing there also. Willie says, Maldonado, Big O, I'm sure you already talked about it, but what do you think about Melvin Ingram? Willie, rewind, and you will get it. It's all there, my man. It's all there. We don't repeat content. There's no reason to repeat the content. It's already there for the consumption, and you can actually find out what we think about the move in many different ways. We explain it. Big O, I want to go to the Gorillaz concert, but it's on the same day as the Dolphins Sunday night game versus the Steelers. So go to the concert and record the game. You can't record the concert. I went to I forgot what concert I went to on the game of Notre Dame and the Canes. Remember that game? Mark Richt, hell of a performance, all that good stuff. I had fans that were like pissed at me, like, oh, dude, you can't be considered a real Canes fan if you're going to a concert. I forgot who it was. It was a really good concert that night. I want to say it was like Fleetwood Mac or something. I don't know. It was a really good concert I was going to. And I'll say the same thing to you that I said to that listener. And I just told you, I can record the game. I can experience it all and watch it all over again. What, that I didn't see it live at that moment with everybody else? Oh, my God, my life is over. I still saw it when I got home. I watched every moment of it. I was able to rewind and watch highlights and all that kind of stuff. And then I went to sleep. And by the end of the night, I had consumed the same information every other Canes fan has, except they didn't get to go see a killer concert that night, too. So Gorillaz has 14 dates in the world. We have one of the 14 dates. The Pittsburgh Steelers and the Miami Dolphins, you can watch that game when you get home after the Gorillaz concert. And you can watch both. And the next day, there's no difference, bro. Whether you watched it a couple of hours later or you watched it live, who cares? You still watched it. You still know everything that everybody else knows. What are we, 10 years old? Oh, my God, you didn't watch it live like everybody else. It's not the same. Really, dude? Is that where we're going? Oh, you're not as special. You went to the Gorillaz concert, and you didn't watch the Dolphins game live. I mean, seriously, dude. Oh, yeah, that's right, asswipe. I went to the Gorillaz concert, and then I saw the Dolphins-Pittsburgh game live after that. Oh, I'm sorry. I must have missed it. After I went to that concert and saw the University of Miami and Notre Dame, oh, I missed it. That watershed moment turned into multiple national championships. Or was it just another game that night and a nice performance against Notre Dame, and it's over? That's it. It didn't mean much more than that. I won that night more than most because I did see the Canes game, and then I saw also a great concert. By the way, does anybody remember the concert that was that night of the Notre Dame Miami game? Because now I'm trying to remember what it was. I don't know why I want to say Fleetwood Mac. Does anybody know? Because I don't remember anymore now which concert it was. Because I've gotten to so many. But I remember that it was a concert. Because I remember a couple of, you know, idiot fans were like, oh, that's not cool. Oh, you're not a great Canes fan. Yeah, no. The wife and I just drove to, like, New Orleans to go watch George Teague steal the ball away from Lamar Thomas. But no, we're not great Canes fans. No, not at all. Always wrong on this. Not the same watching after the fact at all. It is, Alex. I have the same information you do, my brother. Again, I get it, my man. You're 10 years old and you've got to watch it live. Oh, it's not the same. If I don't watch it live, oh, I'm incomplete. Oh, I'm not so good of a fan. Oh, God, I take a back seat to everybody else. What happened, dude? Oh, you couldn't live the experience of the live. Is that what it was, dude? Oh, what a shame. God, my life is so incomplete because of that. Damn. Been a Dolphin game my whole life. The last game I saw live was when Sage Rosenfels was our QB. Doesn't make you less of a fan if you don't see them live. Of course not, bro. You watch it, you watch it. Who gives a crap? A buddy of mine, okay, watches the baseball game with his dad all the time, an hour and a half into the game, so they don't watch any of the commercials. So they go speedy, and then they end up live by the end of the game, pretty much. Makes them less of a fan because they didn't watch it live from the beginning, and they didn't cheer on the home run from that player with everybody else at the same time. Oh, please give me a break, dude. The NBA finals were recorded for a while. It was Lindsey Buckingham and Chris Devia at Hard Rock. There you go. There you go. How many times are you going to see Lindsey Buckingham? That's why it wasn't Fleetwood Mac. It was Lindsey Buckingham and Christine McVie that they were touring together. That's exactly it. Thank you, Robert G. Dude, I've seen Fleetwood Mac. I've seen this version of Fleetwood Mac now. I've seen it with Buckingham, without Buckingham, right? I've seen it. I saw them tour without Christine McVie once. It's just like I've watched them all different ways. I've watched, what's it called? I've seen, what's her name? Stevie Nicks solo several times. I've seen Lindsey Buckingham a couple times solo. I never saw Lindsey and Christine McVie together. There I did. Boom. Thank you. And that was a great concert. Let's see. Was it Engelbert Humperdinck unplugged? Oh, now that you can't miss. Engelbert is one that you've got to rock on with, man. Poco unplugged in the heart of the night, in the cool summer breeze. All right. You're not watching as intently. It's not a live game. Yeah, Alex, go ahead, bro. Talk it all up, bro. However it makes you feel, my man. However it makes you feel, because if you don't watch it live, oh, my God, it's incomplete for you. Poor Alex Johns. By the way, you've got two first names? That's already the confusion in your life. No wonder you're so conflicted about everything. You walk around with two first names. It's got to be tough for you, dude. Do we call you Alex or do we call you Johns? What do we do? Which one? No, it's with an S, okay? Nobody calls anyone Johns. They call him John, all right? Is that how it goes with you? Aren't you listening? There's an S after it. I don't have two first names.
Big O is the typical guy that when he does not agree with you, he has to take a shot and make his point. Exactly, Romolo. It's fun that way. And it's entertaining. Joey Vasquez says, it's one game out of the year. Out of all the ones you watch live, see the concert. I still talk about certain concert experiences I went to years later. Of course, dude. The concert's one night. You watch the Heat, the Panthers, the Canes, the Dolphins live all the time. If you got to watch one of the games recorded, big freaking deal. Who cares? And if that changes your life, that you think you're not as good because you didn't get to watch it live, my God, you know how many bad fans there's been over the history of time that people couldn't watch anything, something live because they had a some kind of a conflict? But, you know, with the guy with two first names, that's not, you know, that's against the law. Record the game. It's a good game. Watch it over and over. That's right. I've been waiting for a Dolphins Sunday night game for over a decade. Oh, you got one now. Let's see. What if your TV can't record? Well, Hunter, I would say get a fucking job, bro. That's what I would say. Okay? That's what I would tell you. If your TV can't record, then you obviously are a bum and you don't work for a living. Because who the hell doesn't have a TV that can't record? Okay? And if you don't, then, you know, get a job, bro. Find something. Don't be such a loser. How about that? That's what I would say. Um, 90 miles from Cuba says, I've missed plenty of live games because of work and still watched it on the replay. Does that take away from my fandom? Yeah, Chad, according to the dude with two first names, that's it, bro. No, I'm sorry. You had to work. Well, Chad, what the hell's wrong with you? You need to be a bum, bro. You don't work when there's a game on. Don't you know? Listen to the guy with the two first names. When there's a live game, you can't work. You can't go to a concert. If your wife is having a child, you tell the bitch to close her legs and keep it clamped up till after the game. And when she says, what? You say, the dude with the two first names said you can't do it. That's all. It's pretty simple. Well, Steve, you got to work on Tuesday. Well, I can't. Why? Well, there's a Heat game on Tuesday. We don't work during Heat games. Boss is going to look at you going, what the hell are you talking about? He goes, have you talked to the guy with the two first names? You know, he's screaming from somewhere. I don't have two first names. Anyway. So, you know, these are things that, Chad, I guess you didn't know, but you suck as a fan. You chose work over a live game. You chose a funeral over a live game. You chose a marriage over a live game. You chose delivering a baby over a live game. What the hell is wrong with you people? You can't choose concerts over a live game. If your kid's graduating, you can't do it over a live game. Is your kid playing baseball or hockey or soccer during a live game? The guy with two first names doesn't allow you to do it. You cannot have a life while there's a Panthers, Heat, Marlins, Inter Miami, Dolphins, and Canes game going on. Oh, by the way, Florida Panthers and the Owls. Let's not leave them out. So while any of those games are going on, you cannot work. Oh, by the way, the guy with the two first names, he can't have sex during that time either. We need full concentration on all live games. Okay? All sporting events must be watched. Don't try to get laid. Don't try to get married.
Don't try to deliver a baby. Don't go to a concert. Don't attend anything for your kids. No, 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 no. Can't do that. Can't do that. The dude with the two first names has laid the law down. Now y'all know. So anytime you've done anything in your life outside during a live event, you suck as a fan. Your fandom is out. It's over. You can't be a fan. Nope. Nope, 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 nope. Sorry. So there you go. Dude with the two first names ruined your lives. When you have a important game on, you got to do what you got to do. Nothing replicates man live, Big O. Brother, the only thing that doesn't replicate live is sex. Everything else can be made up. Okay? You can watch the game over again. You can watch the newscast. You can watch the show all over again. Don't worry about it. You can enjoy Breaking Bad right now still. Go ahead and watch Clash of the Titans. You might enjoy it. Who knows? I swear threesomes provide that don't allow you to record. Ah, that's true. Threesomes are you threesomes or a live game. I don't know. Alex John says, yeah, all I'm saying is the game isn't the same after the fact. Now you can't miss a game. See, Alex, you can't miss a game. Don't miss a game now. My mom went into labor at halftime of the Super Bowl 25. Doctors had previously told her not to call him during the Super Bowl. She waited until the game was over to call him. Yeah, that's pretty sad. Chad says, damn it, now I know. Thanks, guy, with two first names. I'll be putting in my 2 weeks today so I can watch the Heat tomorrow. There you go. See, Chad, now you have priorities. You are the kind of guy that took all of Trump and Biden's money. Nice job by you. Did you buy at least a Ferrari out of it? You know, I personally would get an NSX from Acura because, you know, it's a great car, saves you a little gas, you know. But, hey, listen, I know you're in a Ferrari, so it is what it is. Hunter Butler says, brah. Johnny, Alex, you can watch the game after the fact if you still don't know the score, just like you can watch movies years later. It didn't get spoiled. There you go, Hunter Butler. Laura Browning says, Big O, I got a Miami Dolphins tattoo on my arm. Nice job, Laura. Now, question is, Laura, did you get the old logo or did you get the new logo? So that's really the question. Jamie says, Big O, international fans that can't even pay to get the games live are not true. Yeah, that's true. Those international fans, they're watching the games hours later, a day later, something there. Those people aren't even on our fan base. Yeah, they can't. They're done. Dougie Fresh says, oh, baseball has Ohtani, a pitcher with 100 career home runs. How does baseball keep this a secret? Is there anything worse at promoting its own product than baseball? Oh, I know how they do that. I know exactly what's going on here. I don't know if you guys know about this, but I mean, really, the real problem why Shohei Ohtani is, I don't know, as you would say, not being promoted. I think it's really all about Michelle Tafoya, you know. So ask Michelle Tafoya what she thinks about Shohei Ohtani, and you'll get to know exactly what we're talking about. Just a video says I have to watch on Red Zone here in UK. Am I not? Nope. Just a video. I'm sorry. You watch on Red Zone? Oh God. You're not a fan, bro. Didn't you hear the guy with the two first names? You're not allowed to watch on delay. You're not to watch on recording. It makes you a nothing fan. Unfortunately, I went to a concert. You're seeing it delayed. Or maybe you're seeing it the next day, or you're seeing it on Red Zone. We're crappy fans, my man. According to the guy with the two first names, if you don't watch a sporting event live, you're pretty much useless in his eyes. So, you know, what can I tell you?
Laura says it's the old logo. There you go, Laura. Yeah, you did a great job, Laura. Because you know I would have said that if you said the new logo, right? No. But nice job by you, Laura. Way to go. And by the way, why aren't you like tweeting it out to us at Big O Show so we can share it with the world here, Laura? Let's see the stylish logo. Let's see what the greatest logo looks like. And Laura, by the way, if you ever watched a Dolphin game the next day or hours later, well, we may have to scratch off that logo off your body. Sean, quickly get me a Brillo pad. Tafoya, true colors are coming out. Yeah, baby. Yeah. Yeah. Chris Johnson, call. I take you don't know much about real dolphins. They kill sharks. Oh, now we're getting into facts now. Let's see. Finns Nation UK Fan Club. Good morning, Big O and Sean. Looking forward to coming over across the pond to games this season. Jets in New York City, Miami and the Vikings, and the Steelers game. Finns up. Nice. And you're going to watch those live, right? Remember, if you don't watch them live, we know what the guy with the two first names is coming at you. He's coming after you. Just saying. Now, the guy with the two first names, we just got to make sure he doesn't have a third name. Because then you really got to watch it, because those guys with three names become serial killers. It's kind of dangerous. Chad says, I was thinking the same thing. If you miss the game and you can't get the tat, awesome, though. I'm sure it looks great, Laura. Fins up. There you go. Jamie says, guy with two first names, thank you for making our morning and providing great material for the show. I'm laughing so much. Well, I mean, these are things that we learn every day. We learn that if you can't watch the show, a sporting event live, according to the guy with the two first names, you're a shit fan. In fact, you're not a fan. You can't be even included as a fan. You either watch it live or nothing. I can't wait to ask Alan Pupar about this. I want to see what he feels about the guy with the two first names. Let's do it with our Sports Grill Miami Dolphins Insider Report next.
Let's get ready to talk Dolphins football. It's the Sports Grill Miami Dolphins Report with Sports Illustrated's Alan Pupard. With locations throughout South Florida, Sports Grill is the home of the special grilled wings. Check out our sponsored locations in Miami on Bird Road and 114th and in Miami Lakes in the Royal Oaks Plaza. Here's Miami Dolphins insider, Alan Pupard.
Pupard's fandom, okay? And it probably sucks. I just want you to know, because mine sucks. A lot of you suck out there, obviously, according to the guy with two first names. So a guy asked me here because I mentioned, are you a Gorillaz fan? Right. They're pretty cool. I like them. I think they're groovy. They only have they've announced 14 dates worldwide.
Okay.
We have one of them. So a guy sends me a text and says, hey, I want to go to Gorillaz, but it's the same night as Dolphins Steelers. So I go to him, dude, record the game, go to the concert, You'll enjoy both. Your life will be the same. Don't worry about it. A few years back, you remember the Notre Dame Miami game?
Which one?
Notre Dame Miami.
The recent one.
Yeah, I know we're old and we're thinking like real Notre Dame Miami games. No, not the real
one. I'm thinking 33.
The fluff one of a couple of years ago.
Okay, yes.
That night, I remember I was going to Buckingham and McVie. That they came out with an album and then they were going to Hard Rock. And I go, dude, I'm not missing those two because I've seen all versions of Fleetwood Mac. I've seen the solo Lindsay, the solo Stevie. And now I get to see Buckingham and McVie together. I'm like, oh, dude, I got to see this. Mm-hmm. I'll record the UM, which was a memorable game and all that. But I watched it when I got home. I was able to see everything, dude, with the DVR. It's a beautiful thing. Anyway, so some guy with two first names gets on there and says, we're bad fans. If you don't watch the game live, it's just not worth it already. It's just not the same anymore. And to me, it's like, you know, I had to have some fun with that because I find that to be utterly ridiculous because you can't record the concert. Okay, yeah, dude, you can record, you know, you're going to have a wedding during the same game of a game. You're going to have to go to your kid's graduation or something during a game. You're always going to have some conflict at one point or another in life. So what do you think of the person that tells you you're not a good fan if you don't see it live and you've got to sacrifice it for everything else?
Now, I'm curious. Do I know that person with two first names?
No. It's just the listener there that just
– okay.
I'm just having fun. The guy has two first names, so I just like
– yeah, no. And I think I said this before on your show, actually. One of the handful of Dolphin games I haven't seen live in 33 years was because I went to see a Rush concert at Coral Sky Amphitheater, whatever it's called these days, but I think it was Coral Sky back in the day. Dude, they play 16 games a year, and you're watching the game is not going to affect the outcome. Spoiler alert. So,
right.
Okay. It's okay for there to be other things than the one game that week. That's perfectly okay.
Yeah. What tour was it, by the way?
It was 1996. I don't know. I have no idea what tour.
Okay. All right.
December 1996, the Dolphins were playing the Giants, and they lost, I think, maybe 1914, I want to say.
Right.
But it was that year.
Why am I thinking, what's that? God, now I'm brain farting. But I think I know which is the album, actually, that why am I thinking something Red or something? Not Red Barrichetta.
Yeah,
let me see.
I'm not a huge enough Rush fan that I remember. This was with a lady I was frequenting at the time. I think she may have been the one who had the ticket.
As for Echo Tour.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, we're not told.
That might have been your. Well, that's 96.
There you go.
That's it. There you go.
Cold as hell, that I remember. It was unpleasantly cold. That's what I remember the most about the concert, to be honest with you.
Where was this concert at?
Coral Sky Amphitheater, whatever name it went by those days.
And wow, it was that. Oh, wow, okay.
Yeah, it was unpleasantly cold.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay, all right, good stuff. All right, let's get to a little Dolphins. What'd you think of the Melvin Ingram signing?
Love it. Absolutely love it. And we had discussed it before. This is a guy, they kicked the tires on the guy for a while now. Even last year before he signed with the Steelers. This year they brought him in. I don't remember when it was, about a month ago. So you always knew it was out there. And look, I don't care what his numbers said last year. I know I saw him in the playoffs and you could feel him big time. I mean, he was affecting the game, and that's what you want from an edge defender, pass rusher. Even if the sacks aren't there, and there are guys who will collect sacks who don't necessarily affect the game as much as somebody who, again, is always rushing the quarterback, hurrying his throws and stuff like that. So, no, I think it's an excellent pickup. I don't know. I haven't seen dollar amount on it. I can't imagine it's a huge amount.
Yeah, it's not any kind of money.
What I would imagine.
Nobody is signing for the kind of money now that is going to cripple your cap. Let's put it that way. Even if JC Tretter signs, it will be a contract that they can easily get out of and will not have a cap hit next year of any kind of significance.
Correct. No, and you're figuring them sign for 1 year or so.
Right.
No, it's a very, very solid move, and it adds, again, more depth to that defense, another quality player to what has the potential of being a very good defense. So there's nothing not to like about this move. I can't imagine anybody would have any issue whatsoever with this move.
Yeah, I almost got the feeling last year, because I don't think they really used him as much, I almost got the feeling that Kansas City was getting him more for somebody else not to get him as they were trying to make a run for a championship, because I don't even know if they used him as much as they could have actually last year. You know what I'm saying? So I almost felt like it was a luxury signing in the first place for them last year. As for Miami, I actually think they can use him in the rotation and keep everybody a little fresher too.
Correct. No, he's a rotation guy. I honestly can't speak to that. I don't remember. I haven't checked his snap percentage stat. I do remember that I noticed him big time in the playoffs. That really stood out to me, and I was like, damn, that dude can still play. So no, again, there's a very good pickup. And if it turns out that he's run out of gas at some point, again, it's not a major investment they made. So I don't see how anybody cannot like this move.
Yeah, no, I'm with you there. All right, what'd you think of the Treader stuff that's being talked about? That maybe there's some buzz going on, but some people also think that he may not sign here because of the heat and humidity and all that other stuff. So what the hell are we hearing here when it comes to that?
He might not sign here because of heat and humidity. I have never.
Somebody put out that the heat and humidity of South Florida is not his favorite thing to be working out in.
Yeah, that's an interesting one. Was that a reputable source?
I don't know. Somebody sent that in. I don't even know if that's a reputable source or not.
No,
I have no idea.
What I was told about Treader, and which would jibe with him not signing right away, is, again, he's had some knee issues, and he doesn't need the wear and tear of working through the offseason program if he doesn't have to. And he doesn't really have to, because he's an established veteran. So why would he be in a hurry to sign? There'll still be a demand for him, I would imagine, before the start of training camp. So which is when I think a move with him would be done, whether it's with the Dolphins, whether it's somebody else. And my expectation remains that the Dolphins are going to get a feel for what they have at center, if they can get by with what's currently on the roster, whether it be Michael Dieter, whether it be Connor Williams making the switch from left guard, and then decide, okay, we're fine with what we have, or no, let's make a move for Treader.
I love that they're doing the joint practices again. They're going to do it with Tampa. Obviously, they play them in the preseason, so that's a beautiful thing that they're going to do that once again. Your thoughts on that? Because to me, that becomes more productive than anything else you do pretty much throughout training camp.
Yeah, no question. And I wouldn't be surprised in the least. In fact, I would expect it. And I'm told it's actually been discussed about doing joint practices with the Raiders as well. That's the second season game, August 20th. And look at it this way.
Wait a minute. Where is that game?
That game is here at Hard Rock Stadium.
Sean. I thought we had another excuse to go to Vegas. Sorry,
trust
Sean.
Me, I thought about that too, because I will go travel for the joint practices. Not two of their three preseason games. No, get this stat that I dug up.
And in Vegas, joints are legal too. I'm sorry. Go. I'm sorry.
We digress. Sorry, joint practice. Yeah, it's good that joint practices are legal. No, check out this stat. This is the first time since 2001, 21 years, the Dolphins have faced a team in the preseason that's more than a time zone away. So normally,
that's right, because they play they usually play right in their southeast corridor.
That's what they do. It's Tampa Bay, it's New Orleans, it's Atlanta, it's
Carolina, maybe
Dallas, maybe.
Maybe Tennessee has been snuck in once in a blue moon or something like that. But God, it's always the southeast corridor, bro. So always, you're right about that.
I can't imagine the Raiders.
They can't be happy with that, right? Yeah, because the Dolphins don't care in this case because you're coming to us. But for the Raiders, that's got to suck, dude.
Well, this is why even before I was told it's in the works, even before that, it's made all the sense in the world for the Raiders and Dolphins to practice together. I mean, partly justify their trip.
Right. Yeah. So they could come down extra days, yeah. Hang out all week. Definitely. Okay. All right.
And as far as fully, now,
is there an agreement to keep all Raiders away from automobiles during the week?
Why am I not surprised you're going there?
I'm sorry, bro. I saw a plane on fire on a bridge over the weekend. I don't need to see any more Raiders lighting people on fire. So I'm just saying, bro, you know, they have an issue there with DUIs and stuff. You know, I'm just saying we got to, you know, negotiate.
Can never be too careful.
Uber drivers for all. Lyft drivers for – maybe we'll call it the Uber week matchup or something. And,
Uber
you know,
ball.
You
can get Uber, ball. To be a,
yeah, Uber ball. Of the Yeah, you know, Uber and ball. Sponsor and they can drive Raider players around since Raider players can't drive themselves. So your thoughts on the transaction of Ty Clary, who failed the physical, and Cole Benoit, who was replaced by him, a journeyman. Do you know anything about Cole?
Well, he wasn't totally a journey. I mean, he's been in the league 1 year. He was UDFA last year, bounced around two practice squads. My understanding, he was actually not a bad prospect coming out of Iowa, not necessarily like a starter type, but the type who could make a roster and could contribute as a backup. Again, UDFA player, let's tamper down enthusiasm for any of those guys.
Oh, I know.
Whether it's Zaquandre White, I have a bunch of Twitter followers who are telling me Zaquandre White's going to be a complete stud on this team, on this offense. And to me, if he makes a 53-man roster, that'll be a major accomplishment. So, it's disappointing for Ty Clary. I mean, it's a guy who came in. This was one actually guy who had center experience.
But again, I don't have a lot of options at center, and that's like, okay, well, that was a little depth to see if that kid has anything in him. This kid's strictly a left and right guard, apparently, right?
No, correct. But again, Ty Clary was a long shot to make the roster by definition because he's a UDFA, and that applies to any UDFA, no matter how promising, regardless of whether they were supposed to get drafted. That applies to Verone McKinley, the safety from Oregon, who was a big-time playmaker in college, whether it's Kellen Deesh, the tackle from Arizona State, who a lot of scouts and draft analysts liked a lot enough to say that maybe he goes in the fourth or fifth round. There's a reason they went undrafted. And again, if the Dolphins don't necessarily have a whole lot of openings on there, that 53-man roster, if you're going to start to look at it now, not a whole lot of room. So those UDFAs are going to have to be pretty good, pretty fast to make an impression and convince the coaches that they need to be put on the 53.
How good of a job has the front office done this year?
Yeah.
No, in your eyes?
No, they have.
Because you grade it right down the line the way you see it. So what do you think?
Yeah, no, I'm a tough grader, and I think they have.
Very.
They have basically filled out everywhere, upgraded. I don't know that there's a mini position. Is there a position on the roster that you would say is not as good as it was last year? I don't think so.
Oh, no. Yeah, you're right. That's a good point. It's not like they've taken a step back anywhere. They have tried to improve every area that they possibly can.
Yeah, and if you want to get
center's the only one you can want to add depth if you want on that one or challenge or something. That's about it.
Correct. And maybe a proven inside linebacker, but you got Channing Tindall in there. Maybe.
And Roberts is a proven inside. I know he's more of a first and second down guy. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, no, they flushed out the roster very well. They have set themselves up to be able to have a successful season if guys perform the way they're expected to perform.
Yeah, I'm with you there. All right, what are you working on at Sports Illustrated so folks can check you out and bookmark that page?
Yeah, a couple of things. One of my writers is going to do an analysis on Melvin Ingram and what he can bring to, you know, continue developing that story. I'm going to do something looking at some financial issues regarding the Dolphins. including the money allocated where. And then also I'm going to update the ranking, the offseason moves, and see where we're going to fit Melvin Ingram in there. And I think I'm going to put him fairly near the top, not necessarily at the top, but he'll be in the top half. Definitely.
The Dolphins have enough money that somebody will get rewarded here this season with a extension. Who is that going to be?
If we're talking this, if we're talking during the season.
In the second half of the season, okay. I believe somebody is getting an extension.
Off the top of my head, the guy who jumps out is Christian Wilkins, because he's headed into his fourth year. If Tua balls out, he'll definitely be a candidate for an extension next offseason. He can't get
still one more year. Still one more year. There's no hurry.
He can't get one during the season. But if he balls out, then his contract will be revisited next offseason. I'm trying to think. Yeah, Christian Wilkins is the one who really jumps out. I mean, I know they just give him the exercise option.
Wilkins, Needham, and then Gesicki.
I'd be surprised to see Gesicki get a long-term deal.
Again, we're three quarters of the season.
No, I understand.
He's a monster. He blew up. He fits perfect. Extension. Nick Needham blows up, has a great year. Boom, extension. Christian Wilkins blows up, builds on what he's already done, actually, because he took another step forward last year. Yeah. He blows up and continues. I just think it's that order is what I'm saying. I'm with you. I'm Wilkins first, Needham second, then Gesicki would be my third guy. Anybody else? Are we missing anybody else?
Of those three, I have the same order that you. That's scary, actually. But I have the same pecking order that you do. Anybody else?
The other guys are down the line. Tua's down the line. Holland's down the line. Baker, they gave him his deal. I don't know anybody else, dude.
Raekwon Davis. I think he has to the next offseason.
I'll give you one. I got one for you. Michael freaking Dieter, bro.
There you go.
If Michael Dieter balls out this year and all of a sudden grows up at center and three quarters of the year in, the guy's dominating, they have no, he's number one. He's number one.
Okay.
If he balls out, is what I'm saying. Right. Remember, all of these four guys we just mentioned, they must force this contract.
Correct.
Is what I'm saying, right? So there you go. So Dieter would be the other guy as a wild card that we're not even thinking of, because we're all replacing him every time.
No, correct. And because right now what we see him at, to me, is like at best solid, serviceable. Projecting like stud, and
everybody wants Treader, bro. Everybody keeps saying Treader. So that's what I'm just saying. Like Dieter comes in all of a sudden and tells everybody, hey, F you all. I'm here to dominate. I'm taking over. Three quarters of the year in, the Dolphins are going to go, holy shit, we better sign this guy right now, because if not, we're going to lose him.
Works for me. Yeah. That'd be a best case scenario, actually.
Yeah. No, that would be an amazing scenario for the Dolphins. But there you go. All right. So there's an article for you.
There you go.
How about that?
How about that?
All right. Follow him on Twitter at Poopard NFL. Oh, by the way, the NHL, bro.
Very disappointing.
Know your place, man.
Very disappointing.
Know your place, bro. Know your place, bro. You're not the NBA. You're not the NFL. You're number one team, the team that won the President's Cup. And you have put the only team you have that has an NBA conflict. You have all your other teams are not involved in the NBA playoffs. This is how you screw your showcase team, basically, by putting them up against the NBA every night. Dude, NHL, know your place, dude. Learn how to promote your damn sport, man. God, I mean, could you be that dense to not really know and understand that? That's crazy by this league. It really is.
No, it's a shame. It's a complete shame. because they lose out on the casual sports fan who wants to support the South Florida teams because they're going to watch the Heat, not the Panthers.
Dude, we have tickets left over for the damn Panthers. Do you know why? Because you're selling tickets for the same night for the Heat, bro. We're South Florida. We're not there yet. We're not New York and Chicago. We're not those kind of towns that our teams have been here for 80 years and they're entrenched, and your Islander fans are your Islander fans and your Ranger fans are your Ranger fans. And if there happens to be a conflict, you have the people to fill both of those arenas. We're not that freaking town. Why do you put up the Panthers against the best franchise in town, the freaking Heat? Just NHL, dude. Figure it out, brother. God bless, man. Just sad. That's another article for you.
Should be a great series.
You won't write that one. Don't write that one.
No, I won't write that one.
NHL.com won't want that one, my buddy.
Yeah.
And they don't want to hear that one. Nope. All right. Follow him on Twitter at PooPartNFL and catch his work there at Sports Illustrated covering the Miami Dolphins wall to wall. Alan, thank you, my brother. Appreciate you.
You got it. Speak to you on Thursday.
You got it. There you go. Sports Grill, baby.
This has been the Sports Grill Miami Dolphins Insider Report with Alan Poupard, exclusively on the Big O Radio Show. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast and never miss a report. Search Big O Radio Show on most platforms. Visit Sports Grill in our sponsored locations in Miami on Bird Road and 114th, and in Miami Lakes in the Royal Oaks Plaza.
And by the way, I went on a complete diatribe ripping the NHL at the beginning of the show. So if you want to, I thoroughly broke it down why the NHL, it's just a Mickey Mouse league. And this was just another reason. Big O, just imagine if Noah's light clicks on. Here's the problem with that, okay? Follow me now, George. Noah's really not set to play because you have your starting corners. In order for the light to click on, we need X or Byron Jones to get injured, and then Noah needs to get elevated, and then he shines. Something we don't know if he can or cannot do. So really, in the end, we don't really want to see Noah turn it on or whatever because we don't know what's going to happen. Now, if we knew that he was going to turn it on and you lost one of your corners, then that's a comforting feeling. But it's something we don't know. It's the unknown. So in a perfect world, Noah Igbinogami does not play much at all. And Byron and X dominate. And Nick Needham is a terrific, you know, slot guy. And the Dolphins have a great year, and they don't need to find out about Noah because the established is already playing. So really, here's what I would tell you instead. Instead of saying, Big O, just imagine if Noah's light clicks on. Big O, imagine if Eichenberg's light clicks on. If Austin Jackson's light clicks on, okay? If the aforementioned Michael Dieter's light clicks on, comprende, compadre? That's, imagine if the Robert Hunt light goes on with those beautiful painted fingernails. Now we're talking, my man. Because if those young linemen, the light goes on to go with Connor and to go with Teron Armstead, now we're talking about the Dolphins being special. Instead of talking about a part-time player that may not play, and in order to find out about him, he's got to become a full-time player. Well, you have full-time players that have been trying to break out. Imagine if our offensive line coaches are really that good and that the old linemen weren't as bad as they were the last couple of years. They were just poorly coached, poorly prepared, not giving the tools they need to succeed. Imagine if they are given the tools to succeed and that Eichenberg is much better than what we saw. And so is Austin Jackson. And so is Michael Dieter. And so is Robert Hunt. And all of a sudden, not only do you have a line, but you're going to also have depth. So if there's anything, George, that I want to imagine the light clicking on, it's the offensive line. Because if that clicks, baby, the running game goes, the quarterback is grooving, the passing game is on, and we are watching the Dolphins march their asses into the playoffs. So that's the lights that I want clicking on, the ones along that offensive line. Those are the ones that I'm praying for. The real 305, it's not about light clicking on. It's a matter of him playing enough. We will see. I'd rather go with light clicking on for that O-line. Right now, they have their corners. Noah's a luxury right now. They need their linemen to step up to play better. That's different. All right, we got 2 hours down. We got one more to go. We do want to remind you, as always, Sloman's Home Shield, 1-800-ALARM-ME. The first 40 Big O listeners, you will get a free doorbell camera. Call them 1-800-ALARM-ME. Tell them that Big O sent you, and I promise you that they will take care of you. That free doorbell camera connects to your smartphone, and when you use our professional installation and our low-cost central station monitoring, we're going to give you an LED touchscreen pad, a motion detector, three arm doors, and a backup battery. Tell them that Big O sent you, and I promise you, they will take care of you. The Sloman Shield, protect your home, protect your business, protect your family, protect your pets. Do what Sean Stanley does in his home. Do what I do in my home. And lots of our listeners now all around the country. We're in 14 different states. Lots, and by the way, thank you to you, all of you out there. Lots of our listeners are calling Sloman's, and they're either switching to Sloman's or they're getting the Sloman Shield. 1-800-ALARM-ME. Hour number three is next.